Jiye ja, sawal kiye ja. I'm your host Vidya and this is the Safari Quiz Show brought to you by Safari Kid. Get ready for an hour of quizzing fun. I hope everybody is sitting right next to their radios with their phones in hand. We have those fabulous listener questions where we give out prizes. But before we begin, remember that you can listen to the show in three ways. On the radio, of course, and then you can go to radiozindagi.com and click on the live radio button. Make sure you hit the live stream button and not the songs only button. Otherwise, you'll be spending the next hour listening to just songs. You can also download the free Radio Zindagi mobile app. And if you want to participate on the show, you know what to do. Please go to safarikidca.com to register. That's safarikidca.com. And if you have any questions, my email is safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. With that, let's go over the rules one more time for the contestants in the studio today. Today we have our returning champion Abhinav and two new contestants. So for the benefit of our new contestants, let's go over the rules. We have three segments. Usually there are 10 questions each. Today, because I have a really fun segment called Proverbs and Sayings, I have 15 questions. So we have a total of 35 questions on three different topics. Each correct answer gets 10 points on the first try. If the question passes, the answer gets 5 points. Wrong answers get minus 5. If the question comes to you because the first person who buzzed could not answer the question, you can choose to pass and there's no penalty for passing the question. For the kids listening at home, I have a listener question at the end of each round, but today I have a little twist for you. Because I have four listener questions. The fourth listener questions will be right at the end of the show. So make sure you keep listening and waiting for the twist, okay? And that is going to be a very, very cool new twist. I want to see how our loyal listeners do with this twist. And because we have such great listeners, this is going to be a very special question for you. So let's go to our topics for the day, which are current events, famous women, and proverbs and sayings. Proverbs and sayings is going to be a really fun topic, but we're going to do it towards the end. We're going to start with current events, and let's meet our contestants in the studio today. First, we have Anush. Welcome to the show, Anush.
Hi.
So tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm 10 years old. I go to Warwick Elementary, and my hobbies are playing basketball and, of course, video games.
Video games? What's your favorite video game?
I have many favorite video games. I don't have a specific one.
Do you like it playing better on a handheld device or on the TV with a console?
Handheld device.
A handheld device? What do you have? Do you have a PlayStation?
No.
Portable? No. What do you have? A Wii?
I have a phone.
So you play on the phone. Yeah. Of course, I think a lot of kids are now playing video games on the phone. I think because of the apps, you can play some really fun games at a really cheap price, right?
Yeah.
That's fabulous. And our next contestant is Shreyas. Welcome to the show, Shreyas.
Hi, my name is Shreyas. I'm 10 years old. I go to Pearl Zinker Elementary School, and I'm in fifth grade. So my hobbies are, like, playing basketball. Mm-hmm. And, of course, everyone knows that it's video games and computer games.
And video and computer games. So what's your favorite video game?
My favorite video game would be, let's see.
Do you like the Mario games?
Yeah, I like Mario.
Do you like the Zelda games? Or is it sport games? A lot of kids.
I like playing like basketball games, and also I like playing like the Lego games. And also for the computer games, my favorite game is Minecraft.
Minecraft. Oh, we have a lot of kids who like to play Minecraft. Someday when we have a little more time, we'll talk a little bit about Minecraft. Or maybe we'll have a video game category where we ask questions about Minecraft and there'll be no excuse not to answer, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm going to win that one.
We have three Minecraft challenges.
You won't.
Okay, during the break, we will come up with a Minecraft question that the kids can answer. Okay, and our returning champion is Abhinav. Welcome back to the show, Abhinav. What have you been doing the last 1 week? How have you been practicing to continue your winning streak?
Well, I haven't been practicing too much. I just did a little on Friday. And I've had a pretty busy week. I've had some activities and my parents have been working a little, so.
So we're going to hope that your general knowledge comes in handy this week, huh?
Yes.
Okay, with that, let's get started with our first round, which is the current events round. Everybody, hands on the buzzers. We did a little practice before the show just to make sure that everybody can knows how to press the buzzers. But remember, you have to press really hard. Don't raise your hand. Press the buzzer and wait for me to signal whose buzzer it is that has lit up first and who's going to answer the question, okay? With that, let's go to our first round, which is the current events round. Listeners, I will have a question for you at the end of the round. Here's our first question. President Obama and others were on hand for the opening of the library of this last president of the United States. My mistake. Abhinav pressed first. Okay, Abhinav, what's the answer?
I'm George W. Bush.
That is correct. And 10 points go to Abhinav. Question number 2. After smartphones, smart glasses and smart watches, we have now smart these, which you can wear to bed at night and can now interact with apps. After smartphones, smart glasses and smart watches, we now have smart these, which you can wear to bed at night and that can now interact with apps. Give me an educated guess. Smart PJs. Smart pajamas.
I would have never guessed that.
Well, it was you have to take a little leap of faith, right? Okay, the Dow Jones Index took a huge dive after fake news that the White House had been attacked spread on this social media site. There was a little piece of news under 140 characters that went on this social media site.
Twitter
is right.
140 gave it away.
Well, that's my job. Everybody listen to my clues. Okay. Question number 4. In the Mall of America in Bloomington, Illinois, 72,000 of these bugs were released to combat the aphids that were eating the indoor plants. Yes.
Ladybugs.
Ladybugs. Abhinav is just sweeping it. Whoa. Everybody else, if you know the question but aren't buzzing in fast enough, you know what to do. Okay. Question number 5. This jewel of 5.3 carats fetched a record price of $9.6 million in auction this week. This jewel of 5.3 carats. Record price. Also, I'm asking for what kind of jewel? That's my question. I don't want the, you know, it doesn't have a, like a brand name or anything, but what kind of jewel? Okay, I'm going to give you a clue. Everybody hands on buzzers. This jewel comes from carbon. It is a form of carbon. It's made of carbon. This jewel of 5.3 carats.
Diamond?
Diamond. That's right. 10 points to Abhinav. Question number 6. South Korea called back all of its workers from a factory jointly operated with this country, fearing for their safety. They called back all of their workers from a factory jointly operated with this country. Again, educated guess. South Korea.
North Korea.
North Korea is right. 10 points to Abhinav. Abhinav, I think Abhinav has been sweeping this round. Come on, kids. No, there are plenty more questions. So game is not over yet. We'll get to our 7th question. April 23rd was the birthday of this famous playwright who wrote Othello, Macbeth, Hamlet, among many other plays. Famous playwright who wrote plays like Othello, Macbeth, Hamlet, The Tempest, The Two Gentlemen of Verona, Merchant of Venice.
What?
They're all plays by this really famous English playwright, who's also known as the Bard of Avon.
What?
No, Shakespeare.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness. Shakespeare, of course. I think
I was so,
we have, I bet
I
there are listeners who are saying, I knew that question. And listeners, if you knew that question, you're ready to play in our studio show. So please do get in touch with us. Our website to register is safarikidca.com. And you can always get in touch with me at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Okay, question number 8 in the current events round. This flashy electric car company with a factory in Fremont came out with the news that they would replace their electric battery, no questions asked, for 8 years if there was any problem, giving customers a value of $40,000. This electric car company, this brand new electric car company with a factory in Fremont. Michael knows the answer to that. Michael, what's the answer to that question?
Tesla.
Tesla is right. 10 points to Michael. Okay, question number 9. New studies show that the temperature of this part of the earth is 1,000 degrees centigrade more than previously thought. Which part of the earth is really, really hot?
Core.
The core. 10 points to Abhinav. Correct. Question number 10. Last question in our current events round, which stymied all our other contestants and allowed Abhinav to build up a commanding lead. Question number 10. This music buying service provided by Apple turned 10 this week. This music buying service provided by Apple. Yes.
Pandora?
No, that is not correct. You owe me 5 points, Anush. Question passes to Abhinav. This music buying...
iTunes.
That's right. 5 points to Abhinav. iTunes is right. Okay, with that we go to our first listener question. In the current events category, Our phone number is 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. This week also marks the anniversary of the greatest nuclear disaster that happened in the town of Chernobyl. Which country was Chernobyl in when the accident happened on April 26, 1986? Which country was Chernobyl in? And let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this? I can't hear you because I have too much of feedback. Let's go to our next caller, Michael. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hello? My name is Eshna.
Eshna, what's the answer?
The answer is Russia.
Russia? Okay, Eshna says Russia. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this? Please turn the radio down in the back. I can't hear you. Can you turn the radio down? I couldn't hear that at all. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Oh, I lost that one. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on air.
My name is Archit.
Archit? And your answer, Archit, is?
Is Russia.
Russia, okay. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Ayushi.
And what's your answer, Ayushi?
Ukraine.
Okay, Ayushi, thank you. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Russia.
What's your name?
Vikram.
Okay. Thank you, Vikram. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
My name is Roshni.
Roshni. And what's the answer, Roshni?
Russia.
Russia says Roshni. Okay, you're on the air. Okay, thank you. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, this is Kiran.
Kiran. And Kiran, what's your answer?
I think the town is located in Russia.
Chernobyl, located in Russia. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Abby.
Abby? Okay, Abby, what's your answer?
The answer is Russia.
Abby also says Russia. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Janaz.
Janaz.
The answer is Russia.
Janaz also says Russia. Okay, we have time for maybe three more callers. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav.
Gaurav. And Gaurav, what's the answer?
Ukraine.
Gaurav says Ukraine. Okay, hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
This is Bubbly.
Bubbly.
And my answer is Russia.
Bubbly says Russia. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, who's this?
Ignore,
what's your answer?
Russia.
Ignore also says Russia. And let's take one last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Nancy.
I didn't get your name. Could you repeat your name?
My name is Nancy.
Nancy? Can you spell it?
N-A-N-K-I.
Nanki. Okay, got it. Okay, and that was our last caller. So let me repeat the listener question. This week marks the anniversary of the greatest nuclear disaster ever that happened in the town of Chernobyl. What country was Chernobyl in when the accident happened on April 26, 1986? The answer actually is the USSR, but because it's popularly known as Russia, we're going to accept Russia as the answer. Russia, as it turns out, is just one of the Union of Soviet Socialists, one of the Soviet Socialist Republics. And actually, it did happen in the Republic of Ukraine. So Ukraine is, to the person who answered Ukraine actually became an independent country only after the Chernobyl accident. So the answer would be the USSR, which, because it was popularly known as Russia at that time, I'm going to accept Russia as the answer. Now, who won? We'll discuss that after the break. And we'll also see who has what points. And if you've been listening to the show, you know that one person in the studio has all the points. So anyway, we'll come back with that when we get back from our break. Time for a break. Jieja. Saval Kieja. Jija
Sawal Kiyeja.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. I'm your host Vidya, and we are here with Abhinav, Shreyas and Anush as we do our regular round. But before I give out all the results, let me remind you that next week is our special second graders episode. So if you're a second grader and want to participate in the show, this is your opportunity. Go to safarikidca.com and register, or write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Okay, now it's time to put up the scores and find out who won our listener question. So the listener question winner was Eshna. Eshna, congratulations. Write to me at safariquizshow@gmail.com with your particulars, and we'll get your prize to you as soon as we can. And in the studio, it has been a one-man show today. Abhinav has been scoring all the time. So Abhinav, let's see, how many points do you have? Abhinav has 65 points. Hang on, Michael, you need to put their mics up so I can hear them. Let's hear that again, Abhinav. How many points do you have?
I have 65 points.
Abhinav has 65 points. Shreyas has yet to open his account, right, Shreyas? And Anush, how many points do you have?
-5.
That's not a bad thing. We've had a lot of kids who start off with negatives after the first round and catch up rapidly. But during the break, our two new contestants realize that they need to be a little bit faster on the buzzer, and they need to take some chances, right? If you end the episode with a negative score, so what? It means you took chances, and we reward chances. That's why a lot of the questions allow you to guess. Okay, so now we're back to our second round, which is the famous women round. We did a famous men round last time. This time it's going to be famous women. Our first question, hands on buzzers, be ready. This woman is featured on the US gold dollar coin today. She traveled with explorers Lewis and Clark as a guide and interpreter. This woman is featured on the US gold dollar coin. She traveled with explorers Lewis and Clark as a guide and interpreter. Guess, if you don't know, guess.
I don't even know.
No, Sacagawea. Sacagawea.
I don't even know how to pronounce that name.
Yeah, but you can try. Okay, question number two. She was an English nurse during the Crimean War between Britain, France and Russia, and was known as the Lady with the Lamp. Lady with the Lamp. English nurse during the Crimean War between Britain, France and Russia, and was known as Lady with the Lamp. If the name is on the tip of your tongue, let me give you another clue. Her last name is a name of a bird. Is the name of a bird. And the first name is the name of a city in Italy. Florence Nightingale. Florence Nightingale. Okay, question number three. She was the first woman to win a Nobel Prize and the only woman to win in two fields, physics and chemistry.
Marie Curie.
Marie Curie is right. 10 points to Abhinav. Question number four. She was the first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic Ocean. Her mysterious disappearance.
Amelia Earhart.
Amelia Earhart is right. Her mysterious disappearance has baffled searchers to this day, and it's considered one of the greatest mysteries of the 20th century. Question number four. She was a famous American civil rights leader and is best known for not moving to the back of the bus.
Rosa Parks.
Rosa Parks is right. Abhinav is still sweeping it. Question number six. She was the author of a diary about her experiences in a Nazi concentration camp, and she died young of typhus while she was hiding from the Nazis. She was the author of a diary about her experiences in a Nazi concentration camp, and she died young of typhus. In fact, her book is called The Diary of...
I think I read this book.
The Diary of Anne Frank.
Oh, no.
Anne Frank. Question number seven. This famous queen of Egypt is supposed to have used an asp, a poisonous snake, to kill herself when she was defeated by Emperor Octavian of Rome. This famous...
Cleopatra.
Cleopatra is right. Question number eight. She became deaf and blind at the age of... Yes. She became deaf and blind at the age of two due to a high fever, but learned to read and write with the help of Anne Sullivan. Question passes to Abhinav.
Helen Keller.
Helen Keller is right. 5 points to Abhinav.
Five.
Okay, Mary Anderson invented this device. Remember, now I'm asking for the name of the device. Mary Anderson invented this device that is used by drivers to see better during rain and snow.
Windshield wiper.
Windshield wiper is right. Absolutely. 10th question. Legend has it that she was the creator of the first American flag at the request of George Washington, though there is no evidence to support the story. She is the creator of the first American flag at the request of George Washington. Who's in 5th grade? Who has done Walk Through the Revolution in their schools?
Not me.
No? Okay, so I guess that it's a tough question then. The answer is Betsy Ross. Betsy Ross. So with that, we come to the end of our second round. We have a listener question coming up now. Our number is 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. And let me remind you that at the end of our third round, we have a special twist in our listener question. So keep listening. Here's our listener question for the second round. Who was the first lady of the United States? Who was the first lady of the United States? First lady. Yes, it's too late, Anush. I know you know the answer to this question, but it's too late. Now, this question is for our listeners. Let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this? Hi, yes. What's your name?
First lady of the United States.
What? Hello?
Yes, what's your name? Oop. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on air.
Hello?
Yes, what's your name?
Gotham.
Gotham? Yes, Gotham. What's your answer?
What is the question?
Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. The question is, who was the first lady of the United States? What's the answer?
It is Eleanor D. Roosevelt.
Eleanor Roosevelt. What's your name?
Rohan.
Rohan. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
The question is, who was the first lady of the United States? What's the answer?
It's for your phone.
It is Eleanor D. Roosevelt.
Who's on the air right now?
Okay, let's go to our next caller.
We have a lot of feedback problems. Let's go to our next caller. Please turn down the radio and tell me your name.
Ayushi.
Ayushi, and what's the answer, Ayushi?
Martha.
Martha who?
Martha Washington.
Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Ignore,
what's the answer, Ignore?
Eleanor D. Roosevelt.
Ignore says Eleanor Roosevelt. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, who is the first lady of the United States? What's your name?
Roshni,
what's your answer, Roshni?
Eleanor Roosevelt.
Eleanor Roosevelt. Thank you, Roshni. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Archit.
Hi, Archit. What's your answer?
Martha Washington.
Archit says Martha Washington. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hello, my name is Gaurav, and the answer is Martha Washington.
Gaurav says Martha Washington. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Bubbly, and my answer is Eleanor Roosevelt.
Eleanor Roosevelt says Bubbly. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hello, my name is Shraddha.
Shraddha, what's your answer, Shraddha?
My answer is Martha Washington.
Shraddha says Martha Washington. Okay, thank you, Shraddha. The question was, who was the first lady of the United States? Now, typically, who's the first lady? The first lady is the wife of the president. So, who was the first lady of the United States? Let's go to another caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Gotham.
Again?
Soham.
Yes, Soham. What's your answer, Soham?
Martha Washington.
Soham says Martha Washington. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Arushi, and I think it's Eleanor Roosevelt.
Arushi says Eleanor Roosevelt. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sabina.
And what's your answer, Sabina?
Martha Roosevelt.
Martha Roosevelt. Thank you, Sabina. Let's go to our next call. Do we have... let's take one last caller. No, let's move to... I think we have enough callers now. So let's go to our break. When we come back from a break, we'll announce the answer, winner of the listener question and the winner of the studio round. We still have a big round of proverbs and sayings coming up with 15 questions. So this is still anybody's game, depending on who gets to press the buzzer first. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. And this is your host, Vidya, saying, Jieja... Sawal kiye ja.
Safari quiz show.
Jee ja, sawal kiye ja.
This is
your host Vidya, and you are listening to the Safari Quiz Show on Radio Zindagi, brought to you by Safari Kid. We are now at the third round of our current episode. We've already finished the current events round and the famous women round, and now we are heading to our fun round of proverbs and sayings. But before we start, let me answer the question that we had for the listeners before we went on the break, which was, who is the first lady of the United States? Which, of course, is Martha Washington. The Eleanor Roosevelt answer from so many of you really puzzled me. So if you can give me a reasoning for why you gave me that answer, I'd love to know it. Write to me at safariquizshow@gmail.com and tell me why you picked Eleanor Roosevelt. It's a very interesting choice. And since so many of you picked it, I'd like to know your reasoning. The winner of that round is Shraddha. Shraddha, congratulations. And write to me at safariquizshow@gmail.com to collect your prize. And let's see how our kids in the studio are doing. Abhinav, how many points do you have?
I have 120 points.
Abhinav is almost unbeatable, and he would have been if he had a normal third round with only 10 questions, but we have 15 questions in this round. So there's still a chance for somebody to catch up. Shreyas, what are your points?
0.
And Anush, where are you?
-5.
So I guess our new contestants are not guessing or not buzzing faster. So Shreyas and Anush, the message to you is buzz quick.
Okay.
You have 5 seconds after the buzzer to guess. So you don't completely run out of time, and you can really think, you know, on the fly. And speaking of fly, here's our first question in our proverbs and sayings. Oh, by the way, let me tell you the format of this. I'm going to give you the first half of the proverb, and you have to finish it.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to give you the first half of the proverb. You have to finish it. The first question is, a bird in hand is... Okay, if you don't know the real answer, you can give me a creative one too. Okay, a bird in hand is worth two in the bush.
Oh, yeah.
Two in the bush. Question number two. A stitch in time.
Saves nine.
And Anush opens his account with 5 points because he owes 5 to me. Okay, question number, third proverb. It's not a question. Third proverb. All that glitters.
It's not gold.
10 points. To Shreyas, who also opens his account. Question number four. There's many a slip between the cup and the lip. There's many a slip between the cup and the lip. This proverb basically means that anything can happen. Don't assume that just because you have a cup of tea in your hand that you're going to get to drink it. Question number five. Birds of a feather
Flock together.
10 points to Abhinav. Question number six. Empty vessels make...
No noise.
What?
No noise.
Empty vessels make the most noise. 5 points out from Anush. Points. Now Anush back to zero. Okay. We have, nine questions left. Okay. Question number seven. God helps those...
Who help themselves.
10 points to Shreyas. Question number eight. Keep your friends close and...
Your enemies closer.
Fantastic. 10 more points to Shreyas. Keep your friends close and your enemies closer. Question number nine. Man proposes, but God disposes. That means we can plan as much as we want, but sometimes chance or fate or karma has a different plan in mind for you. Question number 10. Necessity is the mother of... invention. Necessity is the mother of invention. Question number 10. No news is...
Good news?
Good news. 10 points for Shreyas. No news is good news. Question number 12. Nothing is certain in life but... Death and taxes. Nothing is certain in life but death and taxes. Proverb number 13. I felt sorry that I had no shoes until... I met a man who had no feet. Proverb number 14. Everything comes to him who... Everything comes to him who?
Gives.
Oh, that's such a nice sentiment. That is not correct. Question, you owe me 5 points. Anush, question passes to Abhinav. You want to take a stab at it? You have plenty of points. Come on, you can take a chance. Everything comes to him who? Give up some of that loot.
Oh, fine. Wait.
Wait. 5 points, Abhinav. Question number 15. When the cat's away? When the cat's away? The mice will play. When the cat's away, the mice will play. Okay. Now, we've come to the end of our round in the studio. But as I promised, listeners, I have a twist for you. Now, before you start calling me up, listen to my twist carefully. I'm going to give you a proverb which has a traditional ending. You can either give me the traditional ending or you can give me a creative ending. For those of you who give me the traditional ending, I will do a raffle and I will pick the name of the winner. But for those of you who give me a creative ending, an interesting ending, I will do, I will decide who has the most creative answer. So it will not be a raffle. I will pick the winner. So we will have two prizes this time for this listener question. One is a raffle for the traditional ending of the proverb, and one is my choice as a host. Oops. One is my choice for the most creative answer. Okay? Ready, everybody? Our number is 510-770-1550. And our last proverb to end out today is, and we're going to take multiple questions, by the way. Last proverb is, you can't make an omelette without, you can't make an omelette without, and you have, you can give me the traditional answer to this, or you can give me your funny answer to this. I'll take both. So there are no wrong answers to this question. You can't make an omelette without. And the phone number is 510-770-1550. Let's take our first caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this? Hi, what's your name? Oops. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hello. My name is Rohan.
Rohan, and what's your answer, Rohan?
And the answer is egg.
Eggs, what? You can't make an omelette without, Rohan says, eggs, okay? All right, Rohan. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello, my name is Anya.
Anya, and Anya, what's your answer?
Anya. My traditional answer is eggs.
Okay.
And my funny answer is hen.
Hens. Okay, Amia gives us one traditional answer without eggs and without, and the second answer is hens. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, this is Kiran.
Yes, Kiran. What's your answer, Kiran?
Hi. So, okay, my answer is that you can't make an omelet without money, because without money you can't buy anything.
Okay, Kiran gives us a creative answer, which is you can't make an omelet without money, because without money you can't buy eggs. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Ignore.
What's your answer, Ignore?
You can't make an omelet without breaking eggs.
That's the traditional answer, Ignore. Do you have a funny answer for us as well?
No.
No, okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
My name is Suzette, and I choose without cracking eggs.
Without cracking eggs. And let me have your name again.
Siddharth.
Thank you, Siddharth. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, this is Somi.
Somi. And what's your answer, Somi?
The answer is eggs.
Eggs. Okay, thank you, Somi. Let's go to our next caller. Remember, you can also call in with your creative answers. You can't make an omelette without. And we've had a couple of those so far. One said hens, one said money. What's your? Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Archit.
What's your answer, Archit?
Should I tell the traditional one or the funny one?
You can give us both.
Okay, my traditional one is without breaking eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And the funny one is without washing the pan.
Without washing your hands. What a good safety tip. You can't make an omelette without washing your hands, especially since eggs do have salmonella in them. So that's a very wise answer. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Roshni.
Roshni?
No, it's
Ragini, Ragini, yes. Ragini, what's your answer?
My answer is eggs.
Your answer is eggs. Okay, thank you, Ragini. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Janaz, and the answer is being hungry.
Without being hungry, that's a cute answer, Janaz. Good job. Thank you, Janaz. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Roshni.
Yes, Roshni.
And my answer is an egg.
An egg. Roshni also says eggs. By the way, this question is open to our contestants in the studio as well. Not for the raffle with a traditional answer, but if you three have a funny answer to give me, I'm open for it. So Shreyas has an answer for me here. Okay, Shreyas, what's yours?
You can't make an omelette without a cook, because if you don't have a cook, who'll make the omelette?
You can't make an omelette without a cook. That's Shreyas' creative answer. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Ayushi.
Ayushi. What's your answer, Ayushi?
Without breaking an egg.
Ayushi says without breaking an egg. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Akash.
Akash. Yes, Akash. What's your answer?
Eggs.
Eggs, Akash says Akash. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, my name is Shraddha, and my creative answer is without pouring oil, and my traditional answer is without breaking eggs.
Okay, thank you, Shraddha. Got both your answers. Let's take another call. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hello, my name is Gaurav.
Gaurav.
My traditional answer is eggs, and my creative answer is a pan.
A pan, a saucepan. Okay, good. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Teacher Rao, and you can't make omelet without chicken.
Without chickens. And what's your name again?
Nisha.
Nisha. Thank you, Nisha. Nisha says you can't make an omelette without chickens, of course. Which came first, the chicken or the egg? Maybe we'll have that question up for a future round of the Safari Quiz Show. You're on the air. Who's this?
This is Bubbly.
Bubbly. And what's your answer, Bubbly?
The answer is egg, and without breaking eggs. Mm-hmm. And also we need utensils.
Utensils, says it. Bubbly. Thank you. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Let's take one more call after this.
I'm Megan.
What's that? What's your name?
Meghna.
Meghna.
And you can't make an omelette without frustrating your mother.
Without what?
Frustrating your mother.
Without frustrating your mother. Ah, that is cute. That is Meghna's answer, without frustrating your mother. That was really funny. Cracked up everybody in the studio. Let's go to our next last caller. Hi, you're in the air. Who's this?
My name is Suhana.
Suhana?
The answer is
yes.
Without the salt.
Without salt?
Yes.
Without salt, says Suhana. That's it. Do we have time for one more caller? Yes, let's take one last caller because we need to take a break to judge, to get all our ducks or eggs in a row. Hi, you're on the air for the last, you're the last person to call in. Who's this?
Arabi.
Arabi?
Arabi, yeah.
Arabi, okay. And what's your answer, Arabi?
You can't make an omelet without vowels.
Both.
Because the letters.
Vowels. That's very creative. You can't make an omelet without the letters. Absolutely. All right. You've given us a lot to think about, all our listeners, because they've come up with some really creative answers. So we're going to just sit in the studio for 2 minutes and figure out who we want to give our creative prize to, and we'll do a raffle for the other one. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jeja Sawal
Kiyeja.
We're back to announce all our winners. And our winner in the studio is, of course, Abhinav with a humongous score. I don't even want to, make him count because he has such a big pile of chips in front of him. Abhinav, how many points do you have?
135.
And it doesn't matter if that's even off by 10 or 20 points here or there, because Shreyas, how many points do you have?
40.
And Anush, how many points do you have?
0.
Anush got out of his hole. Yay. And our big winner today is Abhinav. Let's give him a big round of applause. Abhinav will be back with us maybe 2 weeks down the line. Next week is our second graders episode. So to all the second graders who are listening to the show, please write to us. You can be a part of next week's show. And that show will be on May 2nd, I think, and it's a special second grader show to register, safarikidca.com, or to write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Now for the listener questions, we had a traditional answer to the proverb, you can't make an omelette without, and many people said eggs, though the traditional answer is without breaking eggs. There is a reason why we say breaking eggs, because it basically says that if you want to succeed, you have to put in a lot of effort and make mistakes along the way, as some of our participants did today, and I commend them for it. So the winner of the traditional answer is Somi. Congratulations, Somi. And please write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com to get your prize. And the creative winner, I think there was a really close contest between the person. There were three really creative answers. One was, you can't make an omelette without the letters O-M-E-L-E-T-T. And there was one which said, you can't make an omelette without money. But the one that cracked us all up was, you can't make an omelette without frustrating your mother. And the winner to that particular question is Meghna. Congratulations for your funny answer. And write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. With that, we come to the end of today's show. The show was produced by Mike and Anu, and the theme music was composed by Naren Pradhan. This is your host Vidya saying, Jiye Ja Sawal Kiye Ja.